It is about time for discussion. Did you have an opportunity to read the Kanza Zengi? Everyone has a copy. The new people must get also Fukan da Zengi shortly after Dogen Zenji returned to Japan, he started to write this universal introduction, how to sit, how to meditate in Zazen. He was about age 20, late 20. He returned from China, Sun Dynasty China. Spoke about intimate teaching of Jiu Qin, Chinese teacher, and returned with empty hand, nothing in his hand. Usually people who went to China or Korea brought a lot of sutras, shastras, icons of Buddha statue, bodhisattvas, ideas, and so forth. Kushu Genkyo is four Chinese character. Kushu, empty hand, return home. When he's returned to Japan, in Kyoto, there were still political, social change of Japan happening from the conduct of noble families to Bushi, the warriors, conduct of the governing the Japan's world. Battles were going on, and Kamo rivers were stained by blood. He retreated a few years in Fukakusa, suburb of Kyoto, and started to write this material to pound his arts, how to introduce the way of daily life with meditative activity. Fukan Zazen Gi came up with this title, short material from original text to this text you have. Many times he rewrote, so original one and this one is quite different. More and more simplified and polished as a 4-6 the Chinese style, Shunju style we call it, 4 character and then 6 character go again, 4 character, 6 character and it repeats. So it is a poetry. By looking at the Chinese style text, you feel very poetic. I don't know, you feel that in English translation. How do you feel about this material? Does it help you practice? There must be a lot of questions actually. As I spoke last time, that long history of Buddhist practice, not so many direct introduction or description of how to form your mudra posture, and especially the attitude toward the sitting practice. Not so many texts left to us. This is one of the most, complete introduction, I feel. So I give that to you as an example. Look, do you have it? There must be more copies, no? In the library. Mm-hmm. Kind of inconvenient to have two legs, no? We are kind of lucky. We want octopus or squid. Two and 12 basically doesn't matter. As you feel, if you stretch fingers or legs, energy goes because it's heat goes out. Putting all legs together and hand together in such condensed form is somewhat, in a way, most contracted form it is. In cold winter, when you sit in this way, you feel a lot of hot after 30 minutes, 1 hour sitting. Also, when you hold your hand, it's called Vajra. Vajra, diamond mudra. And because of all fingers are curled in, so you have a lot of energy in this. Especially when you sit in a lotus position, paryanka, somewhat to pressed by your feet. Pain is decreased because blood is somewhat blocked now. That is one. It says nose tip and navel in straight line, and ears on your shoulder line, so you don't go too far to the back, your shoulder. So this chest part is kept free, so easy to breathe in and out. When your chest go toward forward, it's very hard to breathe. When you have shoulder a little bit forward, the breathing go easily. In yoga, this paryanka appear, no? various form of yoga posture. This is one of the most fundamental posture. Padma. Lotus. If you have more things to add, you could speak.
I have a question. If the sound then has nothing whatever to do with sitting or lying down, and then the next paragraph it talks all about sitting. Especially Sun Zen has nothing, whatever to do with sitting or lying down.
Sun Zen is plunging in to meditate. So, Sun character, Chinese character, it is Sun. It's a shape of this character is a tree. See the tree. Red tree points straight into the sky. That character, that form is the original character of this sun. And like tripod go like this and go straight up. That character is, that form is this character. 1, 2, 3. ER sun in Chinese. This character is the third, the number 3. Zen is a phonetic translation of dhyana in Chinese. Chan, Japanese Zen, we call it. One more time. Sun Zen is not what you said. Lying down, we are. Or standing, or running, your total attention is into practice. That's what sun means. So not just sitting form and sitting mind, but focus of practice. So focus of your attentions, it's the sun. We say you have a sheet of paper which said doku san. You have doku san. Doku is each individual. Sun is again this straightforward. Go into. Doksan means personal, a person going to the room of the teacher or instructor. Personal interview, we say. but it is more something more to do with your focus. Usually, the encountering, you might say, encounter with someone, you could reveal your essential question about practice, about your life. In Zai tradition, this Doksan is prepared for student teacher to palm the koan subject. Have you known this word koan? Public subject, we say. Many of them we have in the, not necessarily in Rinzai tradition, but in Buddhist literature. Usually, instructor gives the one of those koan to student to relate, or maybe focus the attention, like Joshu's mu, word mu, you know. Joshua's mu. Sekishu onjo, the sound of one hand, which is again the synonym to the mu, sound of mu. My attention of Doksan is a little bit different. I do not give you some kind of one of those koan among many, but I want to understand where you are and what is your interest, so we discuss those more intimately and hoping to be able to direct your direction, or if you have a certain interest in literature, I might be able to introduce the material to look in. To your question, it was too short. What else do you like to know? It is true that even doing half lotus or Seiza style or sitting in the chair, some people cannot even do so, then what kind of way to meditate in terms of bodily position? It has to be more, not like a perfect way, but flexible for the beginner, and as you experience year after year, you discover why they came up to this introduction. The physical position is rather easy when you continue practice, but how to manage your emotional condition, focus of your spiritual realm, how you think of the intuitions, which full of intuitions you live by, how to understand those. A lot of things which is not described in the literature available happens to you along your practice. Even we say Buddhist practice, Buddhist concern of origin of the goal or origin of the Buddha's way, Bodhisattva's path, originate from the supreme utmost enlightenment of historical Buddha. We all agree that, but we don't know what it was. We can imagine what it was, but alas, unless we really experience what he experienced, we don't know. Whether it's far away from our existence or daily understanding of life, or if it, it is directly connected in the root, since he was a living human being on this earth. For example, he says, splendid is when a Buddha appear, Buddha attained enlightenment, all living beings, even not sentient beings, equally achieved same enlightenment. That was what we were told. The manuscript of Origin of its Enlightenment appear in such words, so that's fantastic, but how we understand that, feel about it, since we are so much accustomed to think of each self as human beings and differ from all other human beings, animals, trees and insects, rivers, mountains. One thing is quite sure, it's the first cry of you each when you were born. Everything has happened since you have been experiencing so many understanding to be on this earth and immediate intuitive understanding about yourself and all other existence, unable to discriminate or identify yourself to each of them, but to this matter of identification in this reality, what's around you, how your life is affected, has been affected by all other existence surrounding. It is understandable that when you are given birth, all things are given to you. The moment we say goodbye to all, we don't know what happens next, but to say goodbye to all and to yourself. Such state is similar to how you arrived on this earth, this huge universe. Something to do, sitting in this position, in a way, losing all preconception, all immediate relationship to each thing between them and yourself. Feels like continuous birth and death and what simultaneously feels like you are giving fresh birth every moment when you meditate. You don't need to know who you are, what you are. But as soon as you stand up or come out from meditative time and space, you discover you are already in the close relationship with something, somebody. So you are into the dynamic relationship. At that time, you don't know. Nobody asks you know who you are or what you are going to do to me. Nobody asks you, but the dynamics go on. Maybe dance with other beings, continue and create new environment.
Anything else?
Side on the lie down on the left side. Basically same. You breathe as whole body inhalation, expand, exhalation time, contract. Several times through the mouth, you switch to the number of the breath, the sitting time, lying down, number of the breathing decrease nearly half, 10 to 12 times when you are not paying attention a minute. In the sitting position, breathing slow, inhalation rather quick, exhalation go smooth, longer, inhalation a little bit shorter time, but about 5 to 6 times decrease. I don't know, I cannot tell you. No benefit, unfortunately. First sitting, it sprung from about 3 to 15 years old. I don't remember was I meditated or not. Like a monkey, little monkey, looking at my father without using the hand, we immediately go to the lotus position. I have two brothers, and they have to use this hand to pull the legs up. But it was a very proud thing to, like, pizza dough, you know. About 16, 17 years, I first met with Sawaki Kodo Roshi. And since, until his death, went to him, went to listen to his talk after sitting. I did Doksan with him, and my only question was your same as your question. The use of this, you know. Why you sit like this? Of course, I was aiming to be fully enlightened. Sawaki Roshi said, no. Don't need to be so, so eager. If it happens, it will happen. I tried and tried since many, many years, but nothing special happened, so kind of disappointing. Laughs at me. Are you going again? Are you going to the Roshi business? You know. She knows it. Nothing happened. Personally, it goes down, bottomless, but these days I don't care going down or high, I don't care about it. Somewhat, I think my mind is going bigger and bigger every day, feels like.